Some of the top leaders for the Democratic National Committee are in Cleveland to counter the Republican National Convention and their message to the country. DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz said that the presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is promoting an environment of divisiveness, bigotry, and racism. But it was Democratic former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland who hit a nerve after talking about some new campaign materials.
I don't know if you've seen our fortune cookies, but we have fortune cookies. We'll maybe share them with you.
Strickland, who's running for U.S. Senate, is using these fortune cookies to hit his opponent, Republican Senator Rob Portman, on his record on trade deals with China.
You open them up, and the message inside is Rob Portman, the best senator that China's ever had.
Lisa Wong, with the Organization of Chinese Americans Cleveland chapter, says these fortune cookies are an unfair use of an offensive stereotype.
Creating propaganda like that creates racial tension. And there are many Asian Americans in the United States that already have issues with being typecast as foreigner. And something like this doesn't help because he's banking on people's negative feelings about China. And that affects us here as Chinese Americans.
Strickland ensured that he meant no disrespect by using the fortune cookies.
Governor, are you at all concerned that the use of fortune cookies might be racially insensitive?
No.
You know,
when I say he's the best senator that China's ever had, I'm not saying anything bad about China.
But here's the big catch for people like Wong and Chinese American advocates. Fortune cookies have nothing to do with China. Many say the fortune cookie was invented by a baker in San Francisco. And some historians say the origins can be traced even further back in time to Japan. When pressed on the fact that China doesn't use fortune cookies, Strickland said it was more of a symbol.
Well, but we associate them with what you get when you go to eat at a Chinese restaurant. Yes, an American Chinese restaurant. Absolutely.
Governor, we should get to the next event. Thank you all so much.
The former governor was then pulled away by his staff before he could answer any more questions. Johnny Wu, who's also with the Organization of Chinese Americans, says the use of such political propaganda ignores the diversity Ohio has to offer.
A representative who has been was a governor of Ohio is doing something that hurting the citizens living in the state. And not understanding to be careful about, you know, the diverse culture that we have here in the city.
Wong adds that China and trade deals with the country have been a hot-button topic during the presidential race, which has trickled down to races like the one between Strickland and Portman. She says the rhetoric used in these debates over the issue tend to alienate Chinese Americans.
It's hard to separate, you know, people's view of Chinese Americans and Chinese from China. You know, people don't necessarily make that distinction easily, and doing things like this confuses that more.
Wong and Wu say this isn't anything new in the world of politics. 4 years ago, they took on Republican Congressman Jim Renacci of the Cleveland area for a mailer he sent to voters using the image of an American Chinese restaurant takeout box, claiming that his opponent was ordering American jobs to go. The takeout box is, again, another American creation. In Cleveland, Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.